A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Name him Kramer.
You want to be Kramer? He can be Kramer. It's fine. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And as promised, not really. We're a week late, right?
Another episode.
It's another as episode. People look forward to hearing us complain about how we missed a week, but it doesn't feel like it. I can tell you that. I feel like we just did the last one. That's freaking screwed up. Anyway, it's good to be back. It snowed a lot.
A lot.
4 feet in some places. About 3 point.
I think it was 2 feet, but we got a weird rift off of it because we're close to the lake.
Yeah, we got like
a lake effect.
A lake effect. Yeah.
A lake effect. And our roof is interesting.
Our roof is on fire. No, the roof looks like a bunch of whipped up ice cream or marshmallow.
Yeah,
or something.
It whipped up in a little, I don't know, cove in the backyard.
Yeah.
And got really high on parts of our roof.
And hung way over the edge where there is no edge. It kind of built its own edge and kept building it out, which defies physics because the snow itself isn't that heavy.
Hanging around out there.
Yeah, it was real janky, really weird. And when we went out there today to the chagrin of my back and tried to chip a bunch of it off, and I think we did okay.
It wasn't even chipping it. It's super light snow.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
It's probably amazing if you ski.
Well, if you ski, this is your time.
Your year.
Yeah, this is when you are the happiest to be alive because I can only assume everything up in the canyon was just like on fire, amazing. I don't know why I keep using fire. It's snow. I keep using fire as my metaphor. Fire.
The roof is not on fire.
No, but the snow, what are they called? The ski resorts, not the snow resorts. The ski resorts did gangbusters, is my understanding. If you could get up there, mm-hmm. That's the trick. You got to have chains. What else?
Yeah,
is the,
they closed the canyon yesterday during this snowstorm.
Yeah, so you couldn't even go up there for a bit. But I know you can go up now, and I'm guessing today was like ski holiday 101 for some people. Plus districts were out today, I think.
I think that was yesterday, that they had a snow day.
Okay, so I'd like to register a complaint here on the show. I've talked about it in other places. I'll bring it up again. I never got a snow day growing up. Not one.
Boo-hoo.
Big storms happen on weekends or holidays.
Do you want to know what's funny?
Off. What?
I got a snow day once.
See, that's what I was thinking, because down there all it takes is, is there a drizzle?
There was 1 inch
of snow. Shut down the state.
1 year of my entire time living there, 18 years.
Yeah.
And we got a snow day.
Mississippi did not know what to do.
Well, they didn't. They
with
don't
that
have
information.
Snow plows or anything. They don't have any of that there.
No, we got a lot of salt though. You could have probably improvised putting a Cajun seasoning all over the roads. But yeah, you see, even you got a snow day. I was robbed, and I live in a snowy state.
That's why you were robbed. You live in a snowy state. People are used to driving in it. Yeah. Not a problem.
Yep.
Yes.
And your kids all got one except Carter, I think. Think Carter didn't get one.
Carter said she didn't ever get one. She had a rain out because their school flooded.
Oh, well, that's different, though.
Because of rain.
Yeah. That's close, but I'm not going to give her
they
that.
They were all in the school at the same time. I don't think.
I don't know why that is either. I know Nick had one or two, and I know Tay had one, but I don't remember what the context was. I just know that everybody else I knew, except my immediate generation, had snow days. And I need recompense for my loss.
Take tomorrow. Okay. Take tomorrow as your snow day.
Okay. No, I have to work. I have stuff
going
on.
You
should
have taken off yesterday. It was the perfect snow day.
You freaked me out this morning, though, because so we had snow, real, you know, all this heavy snow. And then Kim comes in right as TMS is starting, just in pre-show. And she says, we have a leak. And my brain went, like I was thinking about all the terrible potential that phrase could mean. And it's just a minor little thing in the cold storage room. It's not bad.
It's because of all the snow.
Yeah. But our cold storage room is situated directly beneath our front porch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's a ton of insulation in any of that cement zone there.
It's all cement.
Yeah.
So
as it should be.
Some of it could have just been condensation from the cold. We've had that happen before.
Have we had that happen before? Mm-hmm. In there?
In there.
Oh. Well, then maybe it probably is that.
Yep.
You know, when a cold atmosphere meets a warm atmosphere, one of the
and they fall result, in love.
They fall in love. When a daddy cloud loves a mommy cloud very much.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, so we're fine. No leak, no major leaks, and we went out there and chipped some of that off today. I think that was enough.
Scrape the walkways.
I haven't had internet go down or any power glitches. That surprised me because there have been times in the spring where it's like, oh, there's a little drizzle out or we had a slight wind and Comcast can't get their poop together.
Usually it's someone's hit a corner, you know, in a car accident, hit a tower of some kind.
Yeah, or construction or whatever.
Construction or whatever, yes. But we didn't have that.
Speaking of
complaints.
I think
everyone knew it was going to be a snow day and most people stayed home.
The other complaint I have is... I wasn't going to bring this up, but I'm going to.
Gosh, you're just full of complaints today. What's your problem?
I know. I need to get it out. I got to vent these. Like, Google Fiber stopped like 5 blocks away north from us back when they were first doing their rollout. And then there was word that they were going to kick it up again.
Mm-hmm.
And they told everybody that. And it was like advertised all over the place. And I was getting emails and, you know, and all this stuff. Oh, hey, they're going to come and do the entire west side over here.
Put in your address and see if you're... one of the people.
Yeah. So
one
what
of
the
lucky ones.
What they did is they went right up to the edge of what we call Daybreak.
In this little sub community
yeah. within the city of South Jordan. Mm-hmm. And then they leaped right over us and built on the other side of it and kept moving south, which means probably, this is all theory, we think that the HOA around here is in cahoots with the regular internet provider that they work with.
You get with your HOA,
yes. And that they're purposely keeping competition like
that
them
monopoly
out. And I
of internet
don't like it at all. I want fiber like yesterday.
We may have to just start a petition. We could do that in the neighborhood.
Can
like,
we?
No. Should
we canvass the neighborhood?
Sure.
Like the
when
snow
it's
has
not
done?
Covered in snow.
Yeah. The snow is a very successful
later in the
canvasser.
Spring maybe.
Yeah, but I just am mad. I've been waiting for fiber for a long time, and if they skip over us because of some stupid politics, something's getting peed on. I don't know what it is. Not going to be happy. Not at all.
Something's getting peed on.
That's right. Also, we had dog issues. So it's been we had a weird couple weeks. Did we even talk about it last time? I don't think we did.
No, it just happened last week.
Rainer had a cancerous tumor removed.
We didn't. We thought it was just a little skin growth that looked like a mole,
old lady age spot mole thing.
So we had it looked at.
Yeah. She's 8 years old. She's supposed to live around 12. So she's not.
They took a little tiny draw of it and found out it was cancerous. So they had it the next day they came in, we went in and had it removed.
Yeah. Much to the expense of my bank account.
And.
You know what's not cheap?
What?
Vets.
Well, then you send your kids to vet school.
Gosh, dang it, dude.
They'll retire you.
I don't know why. Not that I thought it was cheap or anything, or less expensive. And I guess it is less expensive than human care, but...
Yes, it's about the same if you had insurance for the dog, but we didn't do that from the beginning.
No, and if you don't do it from the beginning, they don't give you any cuts or rate. You know, you just still pay a ton, even if you pay for insurance. You got to do it right when they're a puppy.
Well, I think even then.
Because the whole thing's a sham. Yeah. It's like, if anything's a pre-existing condition.
You feel like all insurance is a sham, though.
No, I do. Insurance is kind of a sham. And by that, look, I'm not, there's going to be a bunch of listeners who work in the insurance business.
We're not talking about life insurance.
I'm not talking about you anyway.
We're talking about car insurance. You have to have those things.
Yeah. I'm just saying that insurance in healthcare for profit is annoying as hell.
Yes.
Because the focus is not on the healthcare. It's on the profit.
It's not on the people.
Yeah. And that annoys me.
It's on the people.
And I'm not trying to be all kumbaya here. I'm just saying it doesn't feel right. Okay.
When your rates go up every year. But your also does your premiums go up, but so does your copay.
Right, and I hate the word premium because it's a fully perfectly appropriate word. You're paying a premium.
I'm sorry to all those out there in the insurance industry.
No,
you know who you are.
Just kidding. We have a son-in-law that works in the insurance industry. I don't, you know, that's not personal. It's just it's an industry set up to make a lot of money off of people who are not in a position to pay that much money, if that makes sense. Does it make sense?
It's true. Yep.
Like, you pay it your whole life, and then suddenly you're presented with a thing, oh, we can't cover that. And then you're going to spend the next 9 months fighting us. You know, that's not cool. Yeah. It should be cut and dry. It should either cover you or it shouldn't cover you. There shouldn't be any kind of, like, weird, nebulous,
we have that with a specific doctor we like, and she is not covered under our insurance.
You know why?
But she used to be under the same company.
Yeah. Same insurance company.
Same insurance HMO company.
And all that, yeah.
She used to be.
I know what happened there. Here's what happened. She likes to be thorough. When you go in there, she likes to do blood work and send things to labs and make sure that you're covered across the board, not just
but
the one thing that hurts.
All the blood work. She checks everything to make sure it's all working correctly. Your body's functioning correctly.
Yeah.
So, yes, now.
And you don't just go in there and go
to go see her, even though we still pay insurance.
You can go in there and say, hey, my knee hurts, but she's going to dig a little further, make sure that we got everything covered. Well, I really like that. Turns out insurance companies don't like that. So she got knocked off our insurance. So when we go to see her now, we have to pay out of pocket for all that crap.
Worth it still?
Is it though? Is it
awesome?
She is awesome, but do I want to pay like that blood draw they want me to come and do? By the way, I wrote this in my notes, why I don't want to see the doctor. It's partly financial, but part of it is I know I haven't been great over the last 3-6 months, something like that.
User error. Yep.
And I don't want to go face the music. I don't want
to
hear about it.
You need to face the music, though.
I don't want to. I want to live blissfully unaware.
Being a baby.
I want to be a farmer in the 1800s.
Make the damn appointment.
I want to be a farmer guy in the 1800s who
just drops dead at 35.
Sure. Sure. At least he didn't know any better. And up the road, they're going, oh, did you hear about old Bill? What happened? Oh, he died of the consumption or whatever. They just make words up. That's a cool time to live, man.
No, oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Because nobody knew nothing.
They did not have Google Fiber.
That's true. I want a combination of things. What I want
is... You want the combination of all the good stuff and none of the bad. I get it.
I want Canadian healthcare. I want frontier justice. No, I don't know what that means. I don't know what I'm talking about there.
You don't even have a gun.
No, I don't.
About?
I don't.
Then you don't.
Wait, don't tell
that.
People that. I have 5 guns. We have so many guns. Don't come near me. I have guns. I'm just not a gun fan.
That's okay.
I've shot some clay pigeons before.
It's fun.
I hunted a turkey once. That was fun. What else have I done with a gun? That's about it.
Was that Thanksgiving dinner 1 year?
No, it was like a scout thing. So all the Boy Scouts
long
are trying to.
Long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Long, many, many decades ago. 3 of them, I think. It's not that many, really. 3 decades?
3.5 of them.
It's not that long. 35 years seems like a huge number to some people.
35 years ago that you shot
at. I've only been married to you for 30 of them.
It's true.
Only 5 years prior to that? That's weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so it's been a week.
It's been an interesting week. So yes, Rainer is, they did get back to me yesterday.
Yeah.
They got all of it when they got the one... tumor.
Yeah, but she split her thing open. It's a little bit weird on her leg where it is.
Well, she has like a 3-inch incision that they glued shut. So all the sutures are on the inside.
Yeah.
And then they glued the outside.
Yeah. And it popped.
And
it's open.
It, just the tiny end of it just opened up like a little gross wound.
Yeah. So now we got to keep dressing it and putting a new thing on it. She's wearing the cone. The cone will be on there till next week at least. I hope that's
another week of the cone.
I hope that's it for her. She hates it.
She's a mess.
She's so itchy.
She's kind of a hot mess right now.
She can't have a bath because you can't bathe her while she's got this. So Carter's giving what she calls horror baths. I'd never even heard of this. Where you just wipe them down with a hot rag. Speaking of the 1800s, let's go.
There you go.
It's nasty.
Holy cow.
Nasty.
It's been interesting.
All right. I'm going to get to some emails. And we're going to start with this one. That is directed directly at Kim.
Oh, okay.
From Road Rash in Canada. Canada. Calinada. Anyway, this is for Kim. She's right about the thermostat and the AC having to work harder the lower it is set. Your theory of set it and it will maintain it uses the same amount of energy as true, but only in a perfectly insulated container with no external temperature differences. The energy to both heat and cool your house is affected by the difference between inside and outside temps. If it's 100 outside and you cool it down to 80 and keep it there, that's less energy than cooling it to and keeping it at 70, 20 degrees versus 30 degrees differential. From Road Rash in Canada.
Thank you.
Also, thank you for speaking in Fahrenheit up there in Canada. I appreciate it. That's nice of you. I know you don't have to. You know, I know you could have gone Celsius, and I would have
thank you for telling him I'm right. Someone needs to.
What if we're a perfectly insulated interior, though?
Are we?
No.
We open the doors.
Obviously not with that leak.
There's dogs going in and out. We got a leak in the basement.
Yeah. That doesn't strike me as very insulated.
No, we're not.
No. So, but we're better than the last house had zero insulation. It was horrible.
It's true. This one, the garage actually does have insulation, so it's a little warmer in there.
Yeah, so our sodas stay cool out there, but in our old house, they froze solid.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
They were frozen grenades.
Sometimes if they explode, they just shoot at you.
That's not good. You don't want
that. Little Coca-Cola shrapnel.
So you make a point. I'll accept it. It's fine. I'm not that proud.
Thank you.
If it's really, you know. I just hate it when it's 80 inside. Ugh. I guess but then you were like, well, what's the option?
To go outside.
Go outside where it's 110. I say all this while we got 4 feet of snow. That's hilarious. Anyway.
Stop complaining. Don't you
I'm not complaining.
It was 80 outside.
I mean, yes, and it will be soon enough. So I should just enjoy what we have.
You should appreciate the lovely snow.
What did Gandalf say? It is not for us to choose. No, was it? It is only for us to do with the time. Do what we do with the time we are given.
You sound like George Costanza.
He says to Frodo. I don't remember the exact quote. I just watched Fellowship again, and I don't remember now. It's a great line, though.
Okay. That was a good line, babe.
Moving on.
It was yours.
It was mine. Here's a phone call. These came to us at 801-471-0462 is the phone number, and this one's about Fat Tuesday and Mardi Gras and all that.
Sweet.
Enjoy.
Hi, this is a voicemail for Scott and Kim for Skim. Just thinking, because it's the eve of Fat Tuesday here where I'm at, you guys mentioned a couple episodes ago about Fat Tuesday and Mardi Gras, and I figured I would just give you some background as I understand it as a Polish person. The heritage that I inherited from my Polish grandma, or my busha, back in the day, Fat Tuesday was, she used to make tons and tons of punchkis, homemade, like dozens and dozens and dozens for all her friends and family.
Let me pause that. Do you know what a bunchki is?
No.
Never heard of that?
Nope.
I kind of need to know what a bunchki is.
Polish pastry, it sounds like.
Yeah, a bunchki with a big old B right in front of it. Bunchki. Bleh. Here's a big plate of bunchki. All right, here, we'll keep it going.
And the tradition was, at least as I understand it, that you would use up, because punchkis use lots of flour, lots of sugar, lots of butter, lots of milk. Back in the day, that it was seen as, because we do it right before Lent, as a way of, it's kind of religious connotation, sure, has kind of like a background towards like you're preparing for Lent and kind of getting rid of all of that stuff. But it also had a practical application in, of helping you do some spring cleaning for, like, your dry goods. It would help you get rid of your sugar, your flour, your butter, so that you can renew it and get clean, fresh stock for the year. So, especially back in the day when that was more of a worry about how old your flour and butter might be, it was kind of doubles as giving you a good treat while doing spring cleaning on your dry goods. And so, yeah. Just wanted to share that as how I understand it for some of the origins for Fat Tuesday. It's big over here where I'm at in Michigan. And I just finished making my own batch of punchkis from my Boucha's recipe. So just thought I would share that with you all. Have a great day.
You should have Van call you Boucha. You want to be Boucha?
Punchkis.
Yeah. No, but you
with
should.
A P.
No, Boucha is the grandma name.
Right.
Yeah.
But the pastries are punchkis.
No, punchki?
Punchkis.
Porn key?
Stop it.
I want whatever they are. I want to know more. I guess I probably shouldn't eat them if they're full of sugar, but
it sounds a lot like king cake.
Yeah. That's what
it's
I'm
made
getting.
Of the same kind of things. It's a lot of flour, sugar.
Definitely
butter,
definitely the
butter.
Vibe I'm getting here with all that. Oh, yeah. And also I have a question. She said, you know, flour and butter getting old. What happens if butter gets old? I thought butter just was butter and it lived forever.
I don't know. I've never really had old butter. I think we use it because we freeze it. And she's talking about a long time ago,
yeah,
they probably didn't have that available.
Probably just goes rancid or something.
Probably like milk.
Like any dairy deal, I guess. Okay. I never really thought about it before, but that makes sense. And I love traditions with
that
a bunch of words in it that I don't know about.
I love
about.
That she keeps up that tradition and she's still making them for Mardi Gras. That's amazing. I love it.
And you want to be a Boushka or whatever grandma's name? What was it? Boushka? Bahushka? You should be that. Tell Van. Hey, Van, call her Boushka from now on. He'd probably like it.
I think it was Boucha.
Boucha?
I don't know.
All right.
I like my Nana name because we have our Nana days.
Nana. But you could have Boushka days or Pushka day. What was it? Pusha? Boucha. Boucha days.
You're mixing up the pastry and the grandma.
Nobody mixes the pastry and the grandma. Oh, that's big trouble.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
Here's a question about tofu. Or not a question, maybe it's a statement. It's a call about tofu. That's all I know.
Hey, you guys. This is Shelly, and I am leaving a message.
Oh, I should warn you. Their message is really garbly, and it cuts out early.
Okay.
So I don't know if we got the whole story, but it's enough there to get us going.
Okay.
So not her fault. There must have been a connection thing or something like that. But anyway, that's why I all garbled up.
Hey, you guys. This is Shelly, and I am leaving a message for Skim. So my question is, Kim, have you ever cooked with tofu? I used to make so much fun of tofu. It was like the tasteless nutrient block thing. I thought it was ridiculous. Then I became vegetarian like 12 years ago, and it is so good.
And that's when the call crapped out.
Okay. I have cooked with tofu, and she's right. It can be very good. It can be not as good.
It can be really bad. It can be bad.
Tofu is one of those things, I think, that absorbs whatever flavor you cook it with.
Usually, yeah.
Or marinate it with.
Who's the one that makes it that we really like it when we get it there because it's just soaked in or something?
I can't remember where we go at.
I don't remember either. Who makes
Carter made some really good and she soaked it for a few days and it was like in soy sauce and hoisin and all these things that just it soaks up that flavor. I think that is a huge part of making it taste good.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is how you cook it.
But also the vegans. See, but the vegans struggle because they got the extra deal they got to do. So like a vegetarian can go, oh, yeah, great. Give me all the sauces you got and I'll soak it in there for days. But if you're vegan, some of those sauces are made out of like,
I don't know. Depends on the sauce. You just have to go with a vegan sauce.
Armadillo penis or something. Okay. I don't know. I don't know what they make things out of. The point is like they have to be more careful. So what?
That still is meat, by the way.
Is it? I don't know.
Basically, vegans like anything that didn't have a mother.
Right. The idea is that no products like oils or anything. They don't want any of it.
Well, there's a lot of oils that you can use, though. Olive oil is vegan.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Avocado oil, vegan.
That's
so
true.
So you have all the things to do it with.
Yeah.
I just think you have the most important thing when she said it used to be really gross, and now I think it's really good. It's because she's cooked it correctly.
Yeah, or gotten used to it. Maybe a little of both. Could be both.
I think
I used to hate diets. I used to hate zero sodas, but now I like zero sodas. I got used to it. In fact, now I can't even tell the difference because I don't have regular soda ever.
Not the same thing as tofu.
It's not the same?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I think if you fry it up really crispy, it's fantastic.
I would eat. Look, I've had decent tofu in my life.
But I do think that you have to do more than just salt it.
How do you feel? How do vegans feel about mushrooms? Are probably fine, right?
Yes.
Because they just grow on stuff.
Correct.
I'm a huge fan of mushrooms being used as substitutes for other things. So like big shiitake mushrooms that are like steaks. Mm-hmm. Or that thing you showed me the picture of in Pinterest the other day that looked like a... They filled
giant
it, stuffed
portobello
it.
And stuffed it with... Oh, I don't know what all they stuffed it with. I think it had sausage and stuff and then cheese over the top, put it on the grill.
Not very vegan, but it looks so good. I'll eat mushrooms in any form, in any possible way. Raw, cooked, sautéed, fried, don't care. Boil them if you have to.
I've made it in every way possible for you.
I love them. What is that about me that I love those so much? And then everyone else in this house is just not into it. You don't like them. Carter doesn't like them.
I only like them raw on a salad. I don't like the chewiness.
And even
them,
you don't like them that often, do you?
Oh, I'm fine with it whenever on a salad.
I think it's that umami flavor. You know, that's like it's not salty. It's not sweet. It's that other thing.
Umami's the flavor that makes your brain go, yes, this is what I want.
Yeah. And I want it now. I could go for that right now. Make everything out of it.
Thank you for sending that. I'm sorry it got cut off.
Even that weird mushroom coffee stuff you made that once.
Oh, right.
That was pretty good.
Right.
That was weird. Because it didn't taste like mushroom to me, but it's all I could think of because you told me that. So I'm sipping on this hot drink going, is this mushroom?
So it's like that sparkling water where you just like drink it and someone whispers strawberry.
Oh, that's so weird.
In your ear and then you taste strawberry.
That's more weird when it's a stranger, by the way. If it's not someone you know, that's trouble. I don't like it.
Comes up raspberry.
Raspberry. Excuse me? Nothing. Have a good day.
How's that raspberry soda?
How's
taste?
That going? all right. Third and final call. This is about kids. The foster variety.
Okay.
Let's see what's going on here.
Hey, Scott and Kim. This is Nick Green, all the way from Massachusetts. I'm a longtime listener of lots of Frog Pants shows, and I really, really enjoy Skim. I'm a young parent, just relatively young. I don't know what's young. But my wife and I, we have a 5-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old son. And one of the questions I've always wanted to ask both of you is, one of the things that we've done in the past, we're taking a bit of a break from it now, is that we are foster parents. And Scott, I know through listening to all the shows that you grew up, with siblings who were adopted, and it's something that we're considering, but I was curious to know if Scott, when you were growing up, your family had ever considered that. Had ever done foster care. And then Scott and Tim, if you guys had ever considered foster care yourself. So anyways, keep up the great content. Love the show, though. And thanks so much.
All right. Great call. I have never considered foster care as like, let's do foster. I don't know. It's just never come up as like, let's do that. I think part of it's because we've always been busy doing stuff.
I think we have kind of not in the same sense fostered a lot of kids that
come
around in the neighborhood.
Sure.
I was like second mom to a lot of kids.
Yeah. Some kids had some rough parent stuff going on. They would hang out at our house instead. There was a lot of that going on. Could we have done it? Absolutely. Could I do it now? I don't know. I'm too old and farty now. I'm cranky. I don't think I'd be good for those kids.
That's true. The kids would love it. And I think that you're wrong about that.
You
Scott.
Think I'd be wrong? All right. But no, growing up, it was so for those uninitiated, it was in terms of like blood siblings, there was my half brother, Mark. I don't really think of him as a half brother. I think of him as just brother. But anyway, he's from my mom's first marriage. A whole long story there. I won't tell today. Anyway, he was born 10 years prior to me, then me. And that was to my mom and my dad. And then she had like 9 miscarriages. I was between some miscarriages. I wasn't supposed to happen. So I was like I was also a weird output, which explains why my left eye sucks so bad. Anyway, That's always been my theory. But anyway, she had a bunch of miscarriages, just was having a really hard time carrying term. In fact, one of the babies, I think the baby right before me, she carried 9 months and it died during the 9th month. Mm-hmm. And so she had to give birth to this stillborn baby. It was awful. Anyway, so my mom had a really hard time and I was like a fluke. And then she kept trying after that. And it just was miscarriage after miscarriage after miscarriage. For like 6 years of miscarriages, I think, on and off. And during that time is when they said, well, that's not going great, so why don't we try adoption? And that's when they zeroed in on this whole, like, I don't know.
Theirs was a sponsoring. They sponsored
first, the kids, right? Yeah, right. So they sponsored my sisters. They were first. My sisters, Tara and Misha. Misha's a Russian name. Don't let that confuse you. She's very Korean. They sponsored them in orphanages in Korea for a while, and then... the way it worked back then, that could lead to down the path to full adoption and then citizenship here in the States. And that's what she did. So when they were little babies, they came over here pretty young. I want to say they were, but gosh, they weren't that old.
They were old. 6 months.
6 months old.
Mm-hmm.
But they were really malnourished and they felt younger. That's why it always throws me. Anyway, so that was a thing. And I want to say it was right around the time, I would have been 9. Okay, so no, Matt was 9. I was 7 or 8. So I guess my sister, I have a baby sister, Wendy. A lot of you know her from TMS. She's the highfalutin therapist on Thursdays. But she used to be just a dorky blonde-haired doofus sister of mine. And she was absolutely a fluke. Like, no way they thought they were ever going to get pregnant again, let alone carry to term.
Actually, your mom has told me that she was going in for hysterectomy, and they were like, I'm sorry, you're pregnant.
Yeah. I forgot about that. She was going in to have the whole unit removed, and they said, nope, there's a kid in there. Not only that, there was two.
There's a kid in there.
There were two in there. We didn't know it at the time, but when she was 6 or 7, she got really sick, Wendy did, and they thought it was her appendix. It wasn't, but while they were in there, they found out that she had this little tumory-looking growth on her ovary that looked... It was an undeveloped fetus twin. And it had like tooth material and hair in it. Now, I always thought when I was younger and I heard that meant it was like a mad ball, you know, like a big eye blinking at you and some little teeth going, I'm the brother that never, or the sister that never happened. But it's not like that. It was like, you know, it's all dead tissue, but it was attached to her ovary. Taylor, or my other sister, called it an undery. So I keep forgetting. I almost say that every time. Anyway, they took that out of her. She lost an ovary and the twin at the same time, and then she's been fine since. And she's had 4 kids of her own. She's good. It turns out you only need one. It's redundant. That's
a really long story.
And, yeah, I don't know why I'm going. I'm thinking about all the things connected to it. But the bottom line was, Wendy was kind of a fluke, and they were even just a little bit of issues. But she came, and then they were already in the middle or in the process, I think, of sponsoring my brother, who was older. So he was 9 years old when he came to the States. And then, so that's my brother, Matt. So 3 of my siblings, I put up 4 fingers. No one can see this but me. 3 of my siblings are Korean. And then the rest of us, mainly Wendy and I, because my brother was, you know, like 10 years older. By the time I was 10, he was out of the house. You know, it was us 5. So it was a big family that was mixed in this interesting way. And you know, was fantastic. I don't have zero regrets about anybody. I loved having that weird diversity in the house. If it had just been me and my sister, it'd be kind of boring. I don't know. Like Matt set his eyebrows on fire once. That was awesome. Taylor.
Well, I'm going to go with my story.
Okay, give
we
me your
did
story.
Foster kids.
Oh, you did? I didn't know this.
Yeah, my parents did foster my twin brothers.
Yeah.
And right as they were decided to adopt them, because they just kind of meshed with the family. They were the youngest. They found out they had a brother in the system also, ended up adopting all 3 of them. We fostered them for probably, I think, a year before they all were adopted together because my mom didn't want to split them up.
Yeah.
So I have 3 younger brothers who are adopted, but we did foster them first.
I didn't know they were I knew they were in the foster system. I didn't realize
they were,
that. Okay.
And that's how she found out about the brother.
Right. Michael.
Yeah.
And Michael, who's now, what are they all now? They're all pushing like 40 now or something.
35 and 36. The twins, what? I think, are 35 and Michael's 36.
How's that even real?
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, that is crazy. Her twin adopted or previously fostered brothers were born with fetal alcohol syndrome. And I remember early on in our marriage, they were pretty young. And I remember people telling us that they didn't expect them to live very long. Like their average life.
They've been on medication since they were very small, and it could shorten their lifespan.
Yeah, like greatly. Somebody, I think your dad or somebody said, yeah, they think they could make it to 20 or 21 or something. And mm-hmm. So the fact that they're 35, 36 is actually pretty crazy, yeah. Pretty great. But anyway, yeah, okay. Well, see, you have way more direct connection with the foster thing. I didn't even know that about your brothers. How did I not know that?
I don't know.
How do I not know things?
They were little when we got married.
You think you know everything. All right. All of those calls came to us at 801-471-0462. Please keep doing those. We love the calls.
It's great.
Yeah. You can text us there as well. Or if you'd prefer, you can email us skimshow@gmail.com. All right. Foodie for the week. Kim made homemade Tom Yum soup.
Is that our foodie? All right.
Well, you can make it whatever you want.
Oh, it's good.
What's your other one?
I was thinking it was Mardi Gras this week.
But we didn't really do anything. I mean, we did red beans and rice, and it was very good.
But we did do the dinner last week.
Where? Oh!
For Mardi Gras, we celebrated it with the kids a couple days early, and we did steak and shrimp.
That's right. We
Cajun
did
Cajun shrimp.
Well, see, in my head, that was just Super Bowl party, but you're right. We combined the things.
We did combine it because we weren't going to see anyone on actual Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
And but I did make red beans and rice. They turned out really good.
They were good. Yeah. Kim's still celebrated. Normally, her sister does a big thing, but they're in the middle of trying to do stuff, and it just got crazy this year. So, a little more subdued Mardi Gras.
It's kind of good anyway, because we had that weird storm come in. That would have been awful if everyone got stuck at our house.
Yeah, that would suck. That would have really sucked. I mean, even if we'd have done it at your sister's, which was only, I don't know, it's not far from here, still could have gotten stuck.
Yeah.
It would have been bad. But yeah, we just didn't, I don't know, I just feel like the food part. We went to a place, though, we really liked.
Last week friends. We went to Mr. and Mrs. Crab.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Crab's, which made me think they're going to get sued by SpongeBob people, but maybe not. I don't know. But it was really good. It was crab boil and shrimp.
And what else? Corn and potatoes. And they even had eggs in there.
Mm-hmm. Big old sheet of paper really on the table. You wear a bib. It's a very southern thing. We did the very buttery and garlicky version, but they also have like
barbecue and other spicier stuff. Spicier and yeah. All that stuff.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Their hush puppies were killer. I don't usually, like hush puppies are usually, whatever, they're okay.
They were good.
Those were good. Those were legit. So I don't know if those were like, I didn't read the story. The menu had a little story. I should have read it. But
you
I think
probably should have.
People from the south who came up here and said, why don't we start a big, huge seafood restaurant in a city that's landlocked and will never have fresh seafood ever. Let's do that.
Might as well give them something. Give them what they want.
Give them what they want, and we'll ship it all in and make it very expensive. And it was very good. highly recommend it. If you're out in this area called Taylorsville, you'll
it's kind of mid-city.
Mid-city-ish. You'll find Mr. and Mrs. Crab's, and it's very good. And it's right across the street from a nickel
cave. I think that's why they won't get sued. It's Mr. and Mrs. Crab. And on SpongeBob, it's Mr. Krabs.
Oh, there's no S? There's I thought no there S, was an S.
See? But we never meet Mrs. Krabs.
It's because she's the secret ingredient in the Krabby Patty.
Ah.
All right. That's going to do it for today's Skim episode. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope that you continue to keep enjoying it. And if you do and you like it enough, maybe saunter on over to patreon.com/frogpants and throw us a buck or something. That helps the show continue to be on the air. And is a kind of a great catch-all for all the little extras you get from the Frog Pants Network that aren't the big tentpole shows. And this is one of those. So please do. We'd love it. And keep that feedback coming. Frogpants.com/skim is our website. And once again, as a reminder, email us skimshow@gmail.com or call us. Leave us voicemails and or texts at 801-471-0462. Kim, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yes. Make something new this week.
Oh, okay.
It's homework.
Think. Oh, like new? You mean food or something else?
Something you've never made. Try something new.
Food?
Yeah, food.
Okay. Not like crochet or, you know.
I mean, you know, tell us about that too.
Can it be whatever you want?
It can be whatever you want.
I'm going to try a new recipe. So you heard her here. Make something nude. Did everyone hear it? Nude?
Don't cook nude. Oh, that would hurt.
Hell no. Bacon is off the menu. All right. That's it for us. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.